Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, let's get your overall general thoughts on the release of today's WASDE and crop production reports before we dig deeper into details.
Well, it is expected. I look at the big picture here. They on corn, they slashed the production, and they came back and also slashed demand. Basically, we're getting close to ending stocks that reflect pipeline supply levels. Kind of suggests that we're going to have to do a delicate balancing situation as we go through the year in front of us here, where the supply is not going to be there, but the demand is going to be hot and cold off and on. Same thing in the beans there. We raised the production a little bit, but overall carryout's not burdensome, so we'll see whether or not end users come forward here to get some coverage on. We still got some more issues in front of us, more yield adjustments, more acreage adjustments on the production side as we move down the road. So we'll see how those numbers unfold as we go. But the main theme this morning is investor confidence, and it's just not quite as strong as we want it to be to have them be buyers here this morning, Dave.
What numbers will it take to get all that money sitting on the sidelines back into the commodity markets?
Well, I don't know if there's a magic number. I think it's just overall confidence in the domestic economic outlook and the world economic outlook. If we can see some stability in the world equities and U.S. equities, I think investor confidence will come back into the marketplace. I think the number one thing on the buyer's mind right now is harvest pressure, seeing if the producer caves in and sells cash grain across the scale here as we move into this fall.
Well, it would seem that selling cash grain across the scale might be a good thing to do.
It varies. You say it's good for one guy, it could be bad mm-hmm. for another. You just can't give an overall opinion on whether that's good or bad. But, these are record high price levels. Never before have you had an opportunity to sell cash grain at this price. And, it's good if you've got the crop to sell and take advantage of it. But we've been doing some strategies here to manage this risk. You sell that cash grain, get your money, and replace it. So if it does go higher down the road, you can recoup or you'll be aboard for some higher prices. But the market rolls over due to doom and gloom economic outlook. You've made a heck of a good cash sale.
And that's why we say might. Let's look at the particulars, and let's begin with the corn. In order to get to 672 million bushel carryover, USDA had to take away 500 million bushels of demand, and I'm sure the court and the trade is looking at those numbers very closely and trying to figure out which they believe and which they don't. What do you think?
Well, they're all believable. The big miscellaneous categories, feed use.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen some reduction in the export side of the equation too, and off of too on the corn, the ethanol. There's a chunk of that we're exporting to South America too. So you can juggle these numbers quite a bit. But the main thing is from here on out they'll probably take more out of the feed use category as we move along here. The one thing they will not do is take carry out to zero. That's physically impossible to do that.
So the question becomes, how low is USDA comfortable with for ending stocks? And I, at least in my tenure, I know we've not been this low, so I don't know where the number is. Does it have a five handle? What does it have?
On corn?
On corn.
You're probably pretty close. If you go back in history, back in 95, they got down to 426 million bushel. Stocks use ratio about 5%. That's probably about as low as they're going to go as far as stocks use ratio on that. What they're going to end up doing, I don't know. Nobody else in the world knows because they're going to do what they want to do. putting these numbers out, they're going to do the best they can to come up with the right numbers, and they're going to correct those numbers as we move down the road.
Now on the production side, it seems to me there are a few more feet that will perhaps need to be dropped. We still have to deal with harvested and planted acres. That comes in October. And as we look at the map that USDA put out indicating the states and the productions, you look at Illinois up there at 161. I'm not quite sure that producers in Illinois would agree with that number.
Well, it's still kind of lofty here. We'll see some smaller harvested acres. And as far as yield goes, it's very variable. A lot of the excitement is in these yields we're hearing down in this 80, 70 bushel area, corn on corn. But yet, too, there are some 180, 200 bushel yields out there, too. So they're not going to be probably too quick to lower yield a whole much more until we get a little further along and see what our actual harvested results.
Might it be possible they don't deal with the yield until the January final report?
Oh, they'll probably tinker with it a little bit between now and then, but what the final yield is probably going to be another couple bushels lower yet.
And then there's another thing that we have to talk about, and that's a word that starts with F, and that's frost. And might there be potential on the soybeans if there were frost this week?
That's what's probably going to be the market maker here as we move towards the end of the week here. Actually, these November beans down at this $14 level is probably actually a buy on anticipation. There is going to be some frost concerns here as we move through the week. This frost freeze event was well anticipated clear back 2 months ago. Just nobody believed it, and everybody laughed at it when that prediction was made. So we'll see what actual damage occurs if it materializes and how far south.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care. Thanks, bye.